Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The left fielder, Rick Peters. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Bathe. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peters. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive towards first. Bocht reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball four. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lions scores. Romero moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romero scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Curt Young now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Gettman moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Clemens. Griffin moves to second. Bill Bath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bath for the out. Griffin moves to third. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gettman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peters. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Romero moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons throws the ball into Romero, who tags Griffin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith is 0-for-1 in the game. Baith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. 1 out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a line drive towards the mound. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Bathe and he is safe. Lyons steals second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lyons moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. 1 out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Atherton now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith is 0 for 2 in the game. Baith strikes out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gettman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 3 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Bob Stanley now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. 2 outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith is 0-for-3 in the game. Baith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Bill Mooneyam now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to third. Romero moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. Romero tags and moves to third. Evans tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Buckner is walked intentionally. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to third for the out. Romero scores. Buckner moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-5 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peters. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. Baylor moves to third. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mooneyam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-4 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Canseco scores. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Joe Sambito now pitching. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bocht strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.